The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on OM Times Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to the Joy of Business On Times radio show for today. It is Monday here in New Zealand, and my cohort, my partner in crime, Lale Hancock, who is also an amazing JCF, is gearing up for Monday. So today's show is Monday Fun Day. All the weird, wild, wacky shit that happens on the Monday, we've been talking behind the scenes. There is a lot about suicide. There's a lot about money, feeling weird, being tired. It's that show, folks. It is Funday Monday.
Hello, Rebecca. I'm so excited to be here.
Me too. Well, I mean, the secret is we knew that we were going to do a Joy of Business radio show today, and we hadn't planned a topic. We haven't planned classes. We have nothing to market to you. Full disclosure, we don't even know where the show is going to go.
I'm sorry, Rebecca. I do have a class. I have it now on August 14th. Yes, I'm so sorry. I
Lale
cannot be part
cheating.
Of that. You just shared.
Cheating on me, Lale. Damn it.
Well, guess what I call it, though? I'm actually going to do the Joy of Business, Put the Fun Back in Business, Reducing Stress and Empowering People in the Workplace, because it totally ties into what we're talking about today.
Exactly. It does. It totally describes what is going on today. And I have to say, I did have to use every tool in the book this morning when I woke up. And I woke up, you know, I have lots of fun things to do today. I leave for Paris tomorrow. And, you know, it was one of those days of, oh, you know, when you wake up and that sound just enters into your head of like, oh. So it was just that I was like, all right, well, oh. Isn't me. I don't know why it's so fun to say that sound, but I think that's just going to be the theme song for today. And I went, all right, well, oh, doesn't work for me today. I got shit to do. I got places to be. I got things to create. I've got happiness just to be. So I started using a lot of the Joy Business tools and the Access Consciousness tools straight off the bat. First one I went with was, hey, body, how are you doing? Because I know me. I am an infinite being, and I go out and do crazy shit at night. I don't go and sleep in my cozy little bed. I go out and do all the random – I don't even know what I do. I just know that I am busy, and I'm working. Because when I wake up in the morning and my body's like, what are you talking about? I'm fine. I've been in this cozy little bed all night. And my being's like, someone give me a drink. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. And I'm like, pretty sure that's not my body. Pretty sure that's me. So that was the first tool that I used this morning of like, hey, body, how are you doing? And it said to me, I'm good. And I was like, all right, being, we got to get back to us because this whole 5 o'clock shadow doesn't look so good, huh?
It's so funny. I had a class this morning, and for me, when I first woke up, I was like, ooh, whose world am I in right now? Okay, not my problem. That was my tool for the day. I learned that from Dr. Dane here about a year and a half ago at our Maestro meeting, And he said, you know, those moments when you wake up and you're just like, everybody's problem is on your shoulders. You can perceive so much heaviness in the world. Like, truly ask, what is this? What can I do with this? Can I change it? If so, how can I change it? And 99.9% of the time, though, it's actually not even yours. So that's been a tool that I've been using a lot. Hashtag not my problem. And it's amazing how much millions of pounds of stress and people's worries and people's problems just seem to melt away as soon as I say that. And then I get clarity on what energies I can contribute, if something is actually required, or, you know, just kind of like, oh, thank you for the information, but it's not something actually required of me.
That is so crazy how much we like to heap on ourselves. That is not our problem. It's not something we have to deal with. And, you know, it's so freeing to me as well, this whole not your problem thing, because it's not coming from a place of not caring. You know, like, mm-mm. If you're one of those people that are even considering how uncaring not my problem is, you probably care too much, and this is not going to be your problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, Rebecca,
so
it's really,
go for it.
Yeah, it's really funny, because I used to say, prior to these Joy Business tools, I used to say my purpose on this planet was to help other people. And it really was. I desire to help people. But then I realized helping people means you take on their problem. You are no longer in this clear space to even be a contribution anymore, because now their problem is your problem. So I realized helping is not really what I'm looking for in life. I'm looking to empower people to choose for themselves, to empower them to know, hey, is this work for you? Yes or no? Is this something that you can change? Because 99% of the time, you cannot change their problem. Only they can choose something different that will yield something different in their lives. And so this has been one that I really had to look, like you said, am I even being kind when I say that? And I realized how unkind I've been trying to take on other people's problems and not really empowering them to choose to change.
Exactly. And I think that's where the theme song of today comes in, was ugh.
Mm-hmm.
And that energy that comes up, because, I mean, the thing is, there's such a difference between being a contribution and helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a strange reality, because, you know, we're taught to be helpful. We're taught to, you know, to make, be useful, to, you know, to make things right for other people. But it's such a backwards thing, because it actually doesn't even help anyone, because the more that you're taking on things that are not yours, it doesn't actually change it for anyone else. Because, mm-hmm. Yeah, you've taken it on, so you're just having basically a copy of what they're having, but they're still choosing what they're choosing. And you can't interfere with anyone else's choice. God damn it. why not? Why am I God? We're not God, and we don't get to change other people's choices, but we do get to be a contribution, and we do get to be an influence by what we are choosing for us. And I think that's one of the best secret tools that you have as a facilitator, if you want to be a contribution to changing the world, is that you get to make a choice for you. And that alone, that, you know, brave expression of choosing something that works for you, which feels very internal. It doesn't have any kind of external focus. And you don't have to broadcast it to the world. You don't have to put up your Facebook status. You don't have to tweet it. We've got Lala. If I start out talking about tweets, we may turn this into a political campaign. I just forgot who I had on with me, which is Lala, who lives very close to her political home. And we use any excuse to bring it up. Now I'm just egging her on, aren't I? But, you know, it doesn't have to be this external thing. It's just this quiet internal thing. But choosing for you has this incredible energetic broadcast that people pick up and pay attention to. And that, to me, is so exciting.
Yeah, it really is. And, You know, it's interesting. Like, I had the greatest allowance, like, with clients, with my employees. And who I didn't was my mom and my sister. And then they would get themselves in these weird situations. And then they would be having all sorts of turmoil and unhappiness and things of that sort. And it would drain me. Literally, I felt like my whole body, like, had been, like, punched. And, you know, I needed, like, 10 extra hours of sleep. Because I was trying to help people that really didn't want to be helped. You know what I mean? They had chosen these problems. And they just wanted to be here, hot potato, here, someone else solve my problem. And the minute I actually started to allow them to have their problem, to have it not be my problem, it was beautiful to watch how they would step up, how they would actually realize, you know what, that option doesn't work with Lale. That's not how we're going to get her attention, and we're not going to help ourselves either. And the things that they've chosen, like my mom is in her 70s, and her whole life she chose for everyone else. First it was for her family, then it was for her husband, then it was for her children and all this. And in her 70s, she chose to move to San Diego, which is the opposite side of the country for me. I live near the D.C. area. And it was so beautiful to watch her choose for the first time for herself. And since then, she actually empowers herself every single day, which is something I never saw, you know, in my mom for years. It was like, oh, now I'm older. Now my kids have to take care of me. Now everything's about everyone else doing for me. And then this moment, she doesn't like it, but she actually is so much more empowered now, and she can get out of her problems so much faster. And so I'm really wondering, this isn't just about family, like how much in business, with the projects we're in, with the managers that we work with the leaders, with the customers, how much do we take on all their problems and then distract ourselves from actually the end goal of a project launching or whatever it is that you're actually trying to do? You're completely distracted away from it. And you end up wasting a lot of time and energy for things that don't even need to be wasted.
I love this conversation, Lale. This is so cool. So why don't we start sharing some of the tools that we have and would use in these kind of scenarios to help get ourselves out of buying into all the things that come up in a daily basis in the workplace.
Actually, you know, one of the first things that questions, that's the thing that I love, is stay in the curiosity of things. But one of the first questions actually for me is really looking at, like, what's required here to create change? And that's one of the questions that I just love to ask, because then I'm allowing myself to get out of my head, out of everything I'm already projecting and speculating that is the answer, and allowing me to see, okay, what actually is required here? And then who or what can I add that can create the change here with me? Because sometimes it's not about you having to do it all by yourself. It is about bringing other people to be part of whatever it is you're doing, your project or anything else. And when you stay in the question, you start to be more creative. You tend to have more creative juices going. And you explore things that maybe would have never popped as a solution or as a way to even consider changing things because, you know, you were more dealing with the predictable world than the unpredictable world.
Ooh, now you're going to bring up juicy topics just before we go to break. You are going to have to stay tuned to after the break, start asking yourself questions. And we will be back with more on our teaser. Rebecca Halston, Lale Hancock, Joy Business Facilitator.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Rebecca Holt and Lale Hancock here for you on Joy of Business on Times Radio Show. And it is Monday here in New Zealand, and Lale is so ready for Monday now that she's heard me talk about it all morning. And we are on. How can you turn this Monday, even though it's a Tuesday where you are in the world when it's airing, who cares? It's still Monday because it's the beginning. Whatever day of the week it is, it's the beginning of where you are, first day of the rest of your life. What if every 10 seconds was a 10-second increment? Now, I'm the one dropping spoilers, but Lale did finish our last segment on a real tease. She is definitely just leaving you there hanging, so we're just going to get back to Lale and what she was saying.
Well, I was talking about predictable world and unpredictable world. But I don't even remember, Rebecca, really. I mean, I think one of the questions that I was just talking about was when you desire change, instead of going into the predictable place in terms of trying to have it all figured out with your head, what if you're willing to actually stay in the question? And staying in the question allow you to get out of that, you know, out of that crazy, like, I already have it all defined. It's all going to look A plus B equals C. And some of the greatest and all the greatest inventions are actually the ones that were the unpredictable ones. You know what I mean? The ones that we didn't already have figured out. We were willing to explore different possibilities. And, you know, I'm wondering, like, what are our listeners? Like, looking at their own lives, you know, if you're on a project or if you're running your own business or whatever's going on for your job, like, have you hit a point where it actually is not moving or growing the way you would like it to? Would you be willing at that moment to actually start asking questions? You know, how many definitions do I have about my business? How many definitions do I have about my job? How many definitions do I have about my project or whatever it is? And be willing to actually let it go. Be willing to, for a period of time, just let it go. And ask, what are the possibilities here that I haven't even considered? And what are ways that I can make this project more fun for me? What are ways I can make this job more fun for me? Because so many of us get into that whole monotony of like, okay, I got to get out of bed. I got to get dressed. I got to go to work. And once I get to work, I got to do A plus B plus C. Then I got to get back in the car, get back in the commute, and go home. But that's not how we live. That's not actually living. And what's going to happen is you're going to become very bored of your job or even your business. So every day, you know, I love using the tool of Joy Business, that you discern and create your relationship with your business. You discern and create your relationship with your job. You discern and create your relationship with people. And what you do is you allow all of those energies to actually dissipate and for you to have a clean, brand new canvas that you get to build on and create with every day. So that would be one of the things that I would share, Rebecca. What about you?
I love that. And oh my God, how many things can Lale bring up in 3 minutes? Everything. Oh my God, like, what do I choose? I have such a problem here, Lale. You have to help me. What do I choose with all of this information you have given me in 3 minutes or less?
Okay, choose it all.
Yes,
that's the world I like
will.
To live in.
Me too. I'm all for having it all.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the thing to me is that's so amazing is, you know, you don't have to prepare. I don't know about you, but I find preparation really boring and stressful at the same time. Like, I don't know how something can be boring and stressful at the same time, but for me it is. I used to dance when I was younger, and, you know, we'd have all these exams and we'd do all this preparing, and I found the training good, and I found the learning new techniques really awesome, but when you had to prepare for an exam, it was like, oh my God, I have to get this right. Everything needs to be under control. How am I going to do this? What if we have a curveball thrown at us? You know, prepare, 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 prepare. And then we would do it. And then it would never live up to my expectation of what it could be. And even though I may have created a great result or, you know, got the highest status, it didn't matter anymore because I spent so much time preparing it that I knew it wasn't as good as it could ever be. And so for me, when we have these tools, one of the amazing things, which is actually, here we go, cross-pollination over to a different specialty of Access Consciousness, Right Voice for You. And, you know, there's a thing, one of their tools is, don't you dare prepare. Don't let yourself overthink about it. Don't let yourself get to this part where you're not actually being present and following the energy of what's required. And so for me now in my everyday, you know, business working life as an entrepreneur and working with these amazing specialties and with Access Consciousness, I never have to go into, you know, do I have everything all figured out? Because I don't, but I don't have to. I simply have to ask the question, who or what requires my attention today? And starting my day from that particular place means that I always know what is going to create the biggest result to get to where I want to go. And that doesn't mean that it makes sense. It doesn't mean that it's linear. It doesn't mean that it necessarily is to do with what I thought I would be doing that day. But mm-hmm. it does always create something greater. And also, I never have a boring day. Like, mm-hmm. I never have a day that is like another day. Like, I would say since I've joined Access Consciousness, I have never had the same 2 days in my entire life. There has never been any repeats. It's every single day has been this adventure. And to me, that is so exciting. And I just want to say, choosing not to prepare doesn't mean that you're not organized. It doesn't mean that, you know, if you need to get your shit together for something, don't not get your shit together. Get your shit together.
I think
it means that you're not overthinking about things.
Yeah. That's the piece that I wanted to clarify here, because one of the things that you're brilliant at, Rebecca, is organization. So, you know, there is organization that's required to get things going, to have a big event that you're hosting or, you know what I mean, get a new program up and running. And there is organization that's involved, but there's a difference between preparation, which is kill it to death before it even gets started that day, you know, keep doing it, or it's just we put so much form and structure. We make it look so tight in a box that we almost kill the energy of what it is that actually desires to come alive, that desires to come to fruition, that desires to just be actualized. And by you staying in the question, by you constantly asking who or what requires my attention or what is required of me today and asking these questions, what you do is you are staying and keeping your awareness wide so that you're aware of things that you haven't calculated to think about. You know, I want to talk about a wedding because I know you guys are actually creating this beautiful place in New Zealand that I cannot wait to visit. And just think of a wedding. I don't know anyone who is a wedding planner, who's ever had a wedding, that's ever said, my wedding went exactly the way I, you know, pictured it to go, or it happened exactly the way I, you know, structured it to go. No, there's always people, things that don't show up, things that come late, that come wrong. I mean, it's just like, it's all these things that happen. Well, that happens in business. Every day, you're dealing with people, you're dealing with personalities, you're dealing with products and services, you're dealing with transportation companies that could be delayed. The difference in all of it is your willingness to be aware, to stay in the question, to listen to those whispers of what the future is sharing with you. And then you can be proactive in what creative things that you come up with. And I do love it. I'm also a Right Voice Free facilitator, and we talk about that all the time. There's a difference in preparing, and there's a difference in making you and your environment ready for whatever event you're doing, or whether it's facilitating, whether it's going to be singing, or whatever else. There's some preparation that doesn't have to be kill it to death before we get going. You know what I mean?
I do. And you have such a great point there, Lale, because, I mean, as much as we would like to control the entire world, if everyone was under our thumb, it would be boring.
I think it wouldn't last. I think we would just be like, we're done. Nobody's here. Everybody's gone. We would have killed everybody along the way.
Exactly. Or like, oh, you're going to do exactly what I thought you were going to do. That's great. That's just awesome. I don't think we would really like it as much as we fantasize about it. And I am one of the biggest control freaks in the world. So I really do know this. But and I also know that it wouldn't be as much fun as I think it is. It's great to fantasize about, but it's really, I mean, honestly, it's never really going to work out the way you think it is. And this is why I love this too. I actually have the Put the Fun Back in Business booklet in front of me. And tool number one is don't make it significant.
Yeah.
Treat it like a playground of possibilities. And I love this question from Simone. It's not serious. Why are you? Like, mm-hmm. I find all the time, how serious can we truly be? Apparently, really serious. And so, you know, you can always make money. You can always create a different job. You can always create a future. You, if you're listening to this, have never had a problem creating in your life. You've just chosen not to. And so what if you didn't have to treat everything so seriously? Sure, sometimes it's very appropriate to act seriously. But here's the thing, act seriously. Don't be serious, because really, if you're not having fun, what's the point?
You know, it's so funny, because that actually was, when I worked in the corporate world, which was 25 or 27 years, it was a long time, and it's interesting, like, so many people make it so serious, but it doesn't have to be. And the times that were so difficult and I had consultants who were working till odd wee hours of the evening or whatever, I realized truly the difference was the joy, the silliness, being willing to actually make jokes, being willing to actually just put everyone together and say, hey, I know we're going down this road. We're going straight ahead. But have we considered everything? Like, have we even explored? What happens if we go to the right? What happens if we go to the left? Like, truly get us out of the seriousness and get out of that, you know, form and structure. And it always turned out greater than we imagined.
Exactly. So, in the break, pretend to be serious. See joy, pretend to be serious. That's your home play.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Shake up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, everyone. We're back. It's Joy of Business. It's Rebecca Hulse. It's Lale Hancock. And this is Monday Fun Day, talking about all the weird, wild, wacky stuff to do with creating a workday filled with ease and joy and glory. Mm-hmm. And honestly, if you didn't say this morning, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory 10 times, you should do it with us right now, because I haven't done it either. And I realize that's one of the simple things that I do every day in the morning. I actually do it in the shower. So add the visual to that if you want to, if yay or nay. Honestly, it's not so glamorous, because whenever I put my toothbrush in my mouth, I remember that I should say, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory 10 times. But as I didn't, PSA, now you're going to really know everything about my life. I didn't get in the shower this morning, so I forgot. I did brush my teeth, though, just before anyone wonders. Did brush my teeth, just didn't shower. Now you know everything about me. That's great. Why don't we say
good news? Don't worry, Rebecca. I showered and I brushed my teeth too. So we've got you covered.
Oh, good.
I've got your back, okay. My friend.
We have good hygiene.
We do have good hygiene. You know what?
It's such a simple tool.
You know, I want to talk about Mondays, because it is. Like, we actually talked about this. Monday is one of the most weirdest days in the workforce.
So it turns out we have a small technical issue. How does it get any better than that? But it's okay, because this is a pre-record and we are super creative. So how does it get any better than that?
Well, I want to actually thank your awareness for that, Rebecca, because if we already had it figured out that everything's going to be exactly as we thought it's going to be, then all we're going to do is never know that the recording ended half an hour early. So with
your awareness,
and then
you would never have this feature brilliance that is about to happen right now. So you're welcome. I'm kidding, because I'm not. Exactly, but this is such a great tool of you can be a person that assumes that everything that is going to work out okay, or you can choose to have awareness and know the instant that something is off and being able to create a different reality in the moment, like this very second. So welcome to our creating a different reality in the moment. And it'll be cool. I mean, it has thrown me off, because we don't quite know where the last conversation finished. So we just have to start anew. So welcome to the On Times Radio Show with Lale Hancock and Rebecca Hall. And who the hell are we today? What can we create?
Well, we were talking about Mondays, and we were talking about Mondays being one of the most, weirdest days for people getting out of bed and things of that sort. And I'm just looking at it. What if every problem was actually a possibility, just happened to be the perspective that you're taking on it? Like this. Like, what if it was not a problem that it stopped recording? It's the possibility for what we were going to talk about, maybe not even important or relevant, and now we get to change it.
Right? Mm-hmm. And this is what it's truly about, is, how much... I mean, one of the things that has been the best thing for me to find out in business is that I can truly handle anything. Because I'm, and not because of any reason or justification, even though I have a few, like I am present. I do know that I can change anything and I have these incredible tools. But even without that, just the knowing that, yeah, I can actually handle anything that's thrown at us. And to be able to change things on the go to me is such a valuable resource. I mean, and if you don't think that you could do that or you don't know about that yet, have you ever had an emergency situation happen in your life? You know, someone fell in an accident or, you know, you've been in an earthquake or I'm not even sure what other kind of things, you know, let's not go through all the different disasters that could happen. But if you've ever been into a situation where something could happen like that, were you calm, cool, and collected and handled it? Or did you freak out? Or were you calm, cool, and collected and handled it and then freaked out afterwards trying to pretend that you were like everyone else?
That's a funny one.
My theory is that you handled it.
Mm-hmm. Most of us do. We really do.
Exactly. Actually, you know, when you say that, it's so funny. My mom, I just wrote an article about her. Like, she worried about everything. Every cut, sneeze. We were at the doctor's every time we sneezed. But there was an earthquake in California in 1987. And I remember the earthquake hit right before we went to school. And my mom was so calm. And she was like, okay, I need you guys to come. I need you to be right in between the doorway. Don't move. Let's see what happens. And she was so calm. And it was like the first time I'd really seen my mom, like, so present and so calm. It was magical, actually. And I ended up even going to school after, like, half an hour being at home, which was funny. It is like you never know what capacities you really have until you have to show them to yourself during these emergencies. So what if you didn't have to have an emergency? Yeah, what if you could actually apply all your gifts, talents, capacities that you actually have without there being an emergency? Like, what would that look like for you?
Yes, it's like you're a treasure trove of magical capacities. Which one can you pull out today? I really like that idea because I don't know about you, but as a kid, I used to spend so much time, like, playing dress up, basically. Because
mm-hmm.
I would just like to pull, because we had this huge box of things that was, you know, all these old corsets and all these different things and ostrich fans and, you know, pantomime costumes. Like, anything you could think of would be in this really great old box. And I would just go in there and it would be like, what can I pull out today? Who can I be today kind of thing? And to me, you are also that treasure box of, you know, what capacity can I pull out today that I didn't know that I had? You know, so, and it's such a great way to just discover yourself and what you know and who you are and who you can be that day because, you know, it's different every single day. You've never been into this moment, space, and time before. You've never been who you are before unless you've already decided of what you are. And to me, that's such a great adventure is to have this different, all right, you know, what can I be today? What can I choose today? And, you know, it's not that hard to do. You simply just need to be willing to have something weird, wild, and wacky show up and to ask some questions. And that is that is all that's required. You know, the question that Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, always asks is, you know, who am I today and what grand and glorious adventure can I have? And this question is enough to start off your day in a completely different way than you've ever had before. All you have to be willing to do is to follow the energy, follow the yellow brick road, see what shows up.
Oh, my God. It's so funny because, like, I remember people talking to me about follow the energy, and I never used to know what that meant, Rebecca. And I had been doing it my whole life. I just had never identified it that way. So, like, today my example was, like, it was 1:30 in the afternoon here in the D.C. area, and I just had this, like, moment of, oh, let me go get my nails done before I do this radio show. And I called the place that's right next to my house, and they didn't answer. It's Sunday. It could be the holidays. They're closed or whatever. And so I ended up, there's two places I could have gone to, like my regular places. And I called this other place, and they're like, we'd be happy to see you in half an hour. Like, they were just so welcoming, and I adore them. And when I got there, I actually realized that my question from this morning
I had asked, what contribution can I be to other people and their business today? What contribution can I be to other people and their business today? And when I got there, I realized it wasn't just that my nails needed to get done. So it was this kindness of what I was looking for my body and being pampered and nurtured. It was that the person who worked with me, I just found out she's pregnant, and we were talking about her pregnancy, and I gave her some tools to assist her with her pregnancy. And then the owner of the store came to see me, and she actually pulled me aside. She's like, oh, my God, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so stressed. Can you help me a little bit? You always give me questions that make me feel better. And so I gave her some questions, and I realized, like, that is following the energy. You know, I did something that was for me and nurturing of me, and not only did I get that, but I was able to contribute to other people as well, other people's businesses and other people in their bodies. So how much are you already following the energy? How much are you actually going exactly where you're required and doing exactly what you need to do for your business or your project or your job that you just haven't even acknowledged it yet? And that's the key. You have to acknowledge these moments that they're not just random moments, but that you are perceiving an energy and following it. Because then you allow you to expand your awareness even greater. So you do know when there's problems coming, but you don't have to make them be problems. You can turn them into possibilities because now you have the awareness that allows you to ask questions and allow you to choose something different. So just wondering, like, truly, what else is possible with Mondays we haven't considered?
What a great question. And, hey, I just realized there's a resource that you guys may want to check out, which is we have a thing that the Joy Business Facilitators do, which is called Money Monday. So it's a Facebook group, and you may have already heard an On Times Radio show about it. But it's such a great way to be inspired to look at your finances on a Monday, not from the space of, oh, my God, I only have this much money, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm not even going to go into the rest of that rant, but, you know, you get the energy of it. But instead to go, you know, what is it that I actually need to create my life as I would desire it? And how can I use these tools that Joy Business has to go there? So if you have started to be on this, you know, radio show today and go, you know what, I would like something different and this Monday thing needs to change, and you don't want to have to listen to this radio show every single Monday for the rest of your life, you may want to jump into that Facebook group and see what else you can discover that may inspire you.
I love that group. I've actually done a few Facebook lives in there and shared lots of tools about money because I love money and business. And it's such a gift for me. So it's not even like, oh, I've been there, I've done it before. This is like a continuously evolving group that's constantly sharing tools that even if you've heard it and used it a million times, when you hear it from someone else's perspective, it's amazing how much you're like, oh, that aha moment, that awareness light bulb going off and saying, oh, let's try this today.
I was on mute. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Because it is just about playing with it. I mean, here's the thing. You know, money follows joy. It follows the energy of play. But that is what Joy of Business is all about. It's about the sense of play and the energy of what we can truly create and do. So that's one of my truly favorite things about it and about this group. So you can go to Facebook and search for Money Monday, and you will find us there. So we are going to go on a quick break, and then when we come back, it will be our last part of the show. So hopefully we will fix your problem, fix your Monday. I'm just kidding. We're not going to fix anything. But we will give you some more exciting tools on what you can create. So in this break, find the Facebook group for Money Monday. We'd love to see you there.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Here. And we're back. It is the last part of our radio show. You will never see or hear from us again. I'm kidding. Pot and pock that. I'm not going to disappear. Neither is Lale. But it was very fun to be dramatic for a moment, as one might be on a Monday when they want to have a hissy fit because they don't want to go to work or school or whatever. But I'm kidding. What if it was actually more fun than you could ever have? What if you were that dickhead in the office that went, oh my God, it's Monday. You're here. Let's create. I missed you all day yesterday. I couldn't believe we couldn't be here. They wouldn't open the office for me. I don't know why. maybe you want to be that weirdo like me. Maybe I'm that weirdo. I'm definitely that weirdo. Good thing there's no office to lock me out of creation because that wouldn't work. I just need me wherever I am, wherever I go. So, Ms. Lala, we have 10 minutes left to change the world, to change realities, to talk about whatever we truly desire. So what is it that we would like to talk about in this last 10 minutes?
Well, you know, one thing that keeps coming up for me is, like, when I am coaching someone or when I do facilitate classes, like, what are different things that come up? And so many times the number one conversation is around revenue streams. It's around making money, it's around getting a raise, like it's very centered around money. And since both of us are also Right Riches for You facilitators, I was wondering if maybe we can kind of bring a little bit of both Joy Business and Right Riches tools together here and maybe share a few things for people that allows them to have just more questions and more possibilities to add more cash into their life.
Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. I mean, technically it's Money Monday, and that is one of my favorite things, as you guys found out in the before the break. Talking is hard. I'm losing it. But you're right. Creating these tools with business and especially with money is one of the easiest things. It's actually ridiculous. I mean, one of the things we often say is, you know, what if it could be easy? And what if you relaxed into it? And it's so true, and it's so counterproductive. I mean, you know, whenever there's a problem that we have or something that isn't going well for us, we tend to tense up, we tend to stress up, you know, and to, you know, you're no longer in the space where you can actually have things flow. You're tense, you're contracted, and you are, you know, you're worried, you're thinking, you're stinking. But one of the best things to do that can help you kind of unwind and relax is to ask a question. And literally any question where you are not trying to get an answer to is what will create it. Because it really doesn't matter what you ask. It really doesn't matter what tool you use. It just matters that you, you know, take an action and you use a tool. And when you start to unwind and to actually get back into the space where infinite possibilities can show up, then you can have something different. You can have anything different. You just have to choose it. And to me, that's what these tools of Right Riches for You, Joy of Business, Access Consciousness are all about. They're about creating a different reality by the energy.
Well, I love that. And it really is. And I know that sometimes when, you know, you got that moment of like a bill, a consulting bill or a bill that just kind of pops and you're like, oh my God, like you, there are moments where we go into those beyond moments and it's kind of hard to even remember, ask a question. So put a sticky on your computer, on your phone, you know, as a reminder or something that says, have you asked a question? That's something that I love doing is like I put reminders on my calendar of different questions to ask. And even if I've seen them every day at the same time, I love receiving them because it just gets me out of whatever frame of mind I'm in and allows me to actually explore a different possibility. So no matter what's going on in your world, one of the things that I want to share, and this is a Joy Business and a Right Riches tool, is that most of us have a definition. We keep thinking like, I want money. But want has like, I don't even know, like 20, 50, whatever definitions of lack. It means I lack money. And what you think is what you create. So if you think you lack money, you're literally telling the universe, guess what? I lack money, so I need more bills. And instead, if you say, I don't want money, like 10 times, I don't want money, 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 I don't want money. How do you feel? How does your body feel? Like, I'm excited, like happy. It makes me happy.
I know. It's so weird how that works. It's ridiculous how that works, though. It's actually one of the, back to the TMI, too much information. That's the second thing I do in the morning after my, when I'm in the shower. So I will say all of life comes to me, sees, and joy and glory 10 times, and then I don't want more money 10 times.
Yeah.
Because it does. It does work. And the other crazy thing is, you know, what if you were putting so much energy into not receiving money? And it was actually easy. You were just spending so much time stopping yourself. What if you put 3% of the energy you're putting into refusing money into receiving money?
That's a good one. It's a good one. And I know it's probably
just 3%
spin.
Exactly. And I mean, spin. I heard Brendan say this last night about a different topic. And then he said, and you've got the other 97% to fuck around. So it doesn't really matter. It was having a bit of a strong talk, but I just loved that whole, like, what a way to motivate someone to say, oh, no, only use 3% of what the energy that you're using to limit yourself for creating yourself. And you can still, you know, screw around with the other 97%. And I was like, wow, what a way to make you go, no way, I'm not doing that. I'm having all of this. I'm choosing this right now. So maybe that gave you a little bit of the inspiration to make a different choice, or maybe you just thought in your head, fuck you, Rebecca. Either way, I think it works.
Well, I mean, but see, this is so true. I mean, how many of us, okay, I just want you guys to think of what number pops in your head when I ask you this question. So how much of your energy are you using to reject money?
Yo.
Mm-hmm. What percentage came out? Yeah.
I was going 50 for me right now, 50-50.
Okay. That's cool. And how does it get better? It doesn't matter what number came out for you. Make it, how does it get even better? Because now you can choose something different. But the point is, most of us don't even realize that. We don't realize we're constantly putting up this energetic wall. We're putting up our barriers and say, nope, stop at the door, don't come in, don't go into my bank account. Instead,
so
it's
crazy.
Like, it is, it really is. So all the definitions that you guys have of your business, what your business is, what your business isn't, what it can be and do. Would you guys be willing to just try and create all of that?
Yes.
Right, wrong. Right, wrong. Getting mad, pop off on my shorts, blows me out. Now, do the same thing. All the definitions you have of your client, who they are, who they're not, how much money they can pay you, not pay you. Will you destroy and create all of that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, getting mad, pom pom, all night, shorts, boys, and yawns. Truly, if you start to do these definition clearings, it's amazing because it's not cognitive. You don't even realize you're doing it, but you put all these definitions on you. You put all these definitions on your business. You put all these definitions on ways that money can come to you, who you can receive from, who you can't. And they are those energetic walls that say, hello, everybody, stop at the door. Don't come in. And if you're willing to actually lower those barriers and start to let go these decisions, these definitions, you're going to allow more to actually be received by you and your business, which will be one of those aspects will be income, revenue. So
yay.
I'm wondering how much more you and your business can receive today you haven't even considered yet.
No, Lale, questions like that, you're giving bazookas to babies.
I like doing that, though.
Me too. Small guilty pleasure. Giving you incredible tools for free on the radio that no one's going to make it this far because they all got bored 5 minutes ago. So if you made it and you're still listening to this, congratulations. This is where all the good stuff comes out. One more minute left on this show. How does it get any better than this?
How does it get any better? Well, I'd like to put it out there. I have a class coming up August 14th, Reducing Stress and Empowering People in the Workplace. So it's going to be on Zoom, which means it's available around the world. Check it out on accessjoybusiness.com. or the Access website, and come play, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's empowering you and your staff and empowering you to know there's so much more possible.
Yes, and I actually forgot. I just launched a Kajabi course on leadership in your business.
Yeah.
I really did forget that. So you can go to my website, RebeccaHulse.com. You can also go to the Access Kajabi site, which we will put the link below because I've completely forgotten it. But it's called Who's Leading? You or Your Business. And I would love it if you want to play with some of the tools that we've both Lala and I have been using to be a different leader in the workspace, whether you are the employer, you are a manager, or you're just someone that is currently looking for a different way that you can be in the world of business and start to know where you want to go for your career. I'd love it if you joined us. It was really fun to create. You're all as short, concise, and actionable as I could possibly make it because I do not believe in a long-winded video, even though I like to talk. So I would love it if you guys want to join us for that. So Lale Hancock, Rebecca Hulse, Joy of Business Facilitators, if you want to see more from us, you can always go to AccessJoyofBusiness and AccessConsciousness.com. And thank you for playing with us. Congratulations to getting to the end.
Thank you for listening, you guys. We look forward to seeing you really soon.
See you next time.